I'd like to begin with a full disclosure. I've had systemic lupus since 1997. I went to my family doctor about some lumps on my finger joints, and about 6 months later, I was finally diagnosed with lupus. So I understand the need for those who have the disease to seek ways to better deal with the condition. I was lucky to have had Dr. Evelyn Hess, an internationally known authority on lupus based here in Cincinnati, as one of my doctors. And with me on the phone are Dr. Joan M. Von Velt, a rheumatologist and lupus expert from Philadelphia, and Chanel Gabriel, a poet, singer, and lupus warrior from Brooklyn. Welcome, both of you, to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having us.
Hello, thank you.
Dr. Von Velt, tell us about lupus and the many ways it affects patients, because it can be hard to diagnose.
Yeah, so lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease, and it can affect many organs. The most common are the skin and joints, so a rash or joint pain, fatigue or hair loss are typical presentations, but it can also affect the kidneys, the lungs, or the heart. It can be life-threatening and very severe. So about 250,000 people in the United States have this more severe form that you have, systemic lupus erythematosus, and the form that Chanel has. It affects mostly women. 90% of people living with lupus are women, 2 to 3 times more common in women of color. Although having said that, men can get lupus too, and because people don't think about lupus for men, sometimes it takes very long to make the diagnosis. And a man, he can be very sick by the time he presents to the doctor. I think Chanel's story, which you'll hear, is very typical. The symptoms wax and wane, and it takes a little while for that doctor to make the diagnosis. But eventually, your primary care doctor makes the diagnosis, and then you're referred to a rheumatologist. Evelyn Hess is a giant in rheumatology, and you obviously had a very good rheumatologist.
Chanel, when did you notice that something wasn't right about your health, and how did that lead to the lupus diagnosis?
Well, in 2002 is when I started, at least for me, mentally recognizing that there were symptoms there. And for me, it started with really bad headaches. And then I started noticing it was harder to get out of bed in the morning, stiffness in the joints, pain to the point where I couldn't pick up my bag and put it on my shoulder. Sensitivity to cold, my fingers and toes would change colors, all these different symptoms, and losing some hair, patches of my hair. Those were the symptoms I had. About a year and a half after noticing these symptoms, I was diagnosed by my rheumatologist. And that was my path to being diagnosed. Definitely was misdiagnosed a few times before then. And once I was diagnosed, it was really important for me to just communicate all of these symptoms and the things I was feeling with my rheumatologist, and having that really open and honest dialogue about what I was feeling. And I will say today, you know, I'm doing a lot better than I was then, definitely, because of that conversation with my doctor and finding ways for us to come together to figure out what treatment would be best for me.
So are you taking medication? Are you finding that exercise also helps?
I mean, for me, I can say that there's quite a few things that help, definitely managing stress. And for me, exercise does help in me managing stress. But, you know, we all know that everybody is different. Every person in case is different. So what works for me might not work for everyone out there. And it's why it's really important to have that conversation with my doctor. And before I do any physical anything, I'd always make sure I check in with my doctor first. But anything that helps manage stress, because that's definitely a really firm trigger for lupus, is, you know, very helpful.
Why are you called the lupus warrior?
Well, I won't say that I'm called lupus warrior, but that's just a kind of a term that has been growing in the lupus community. I know a lot of people, you know, call ourselves loopies, but lupus warrior, we realize that it's an ongoing battle. It's not something that, you know, you're like, I'm good today, and it's always that way. There's constantly battling. And, you know, you feel like a warrior by the time you get through all these different flares. And just for those out there, lupus is a series of flares and remissions where it's really active sometimes, and then sometimes it's not as active. And that, you know, it's just like a battle. You know, there's times we're right in the middle of the war, and then there are times where there's a little bit of calm and peace, and then you might have to jump back in battle. So I just have taken that term and just, you know, applied it to myself. I'm always battling. And sometimes I'm winning. Sometimes it feels like I might not be winning, and then it turns out I'm winning again. So, yes, lupus warriors, and shout out to all the lupus warriors out there.
Doctor, once patients have been diagnosed, what steps should they take to control the condition and also perhaps battle depression?
So I think Chanel really has summarized it effectively. I'm a rheumatologist at GSK, but I was a professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania for 30 years. I retired last year, and I took care of hundreds of lupus patients. And I really do believe that communicating effectively with your rheumatologist is very important, having open and honest dialogue, making sure that she knows what symptoms you're having, the difficulties that you're having, the warrior, the battles that you're having, so that she can design an individualized plan. I think when a patient is talking and communicating effectively with her doctor, that's one very important step to feeling more in control, and maybe that's one of the things that helps fight that depression. Now, absolutely, lupus itself can have depression. It's one of the symptoms associated with lupus. But there are non-medicine ways to battle that, including having a good relationship with your rheumatologist, exercise, as Chanel said, getting connected with the broader lupus community so that you can talk to others, get support from others, get ideas from others. And there is a website that provides resources for people living with lupus, including a checklist and a diary so that you can have a prioritized conversation with your doctor. And it also connects you to a wider lupus community so that you can get the support from each other.
And what about the support you need from your friends and your family? Because they need to understand the condition also.
I mean, like you said, I definitely went through that where I stopped going to as many things that I actually used to go to. And I know that it was really challenging with some of my friendships where they didn't understand. And so that was something that I remember actually talking to a couple of people, friends of mine with lupus about. And it's just one of the reasons why I'm very glad to be working with GSK to raise awareness about lupus, because most people don't know what lupus is. So it's hard for them to even understand that I'm not being flaky or I'm not wanting to hang with my friends. It's that this disease causes all of this. And a lot of times we can look really, really great, but we know that on the inside we're not feeling good. And yeah, I get to do that and share these stories through my poetry and my music and connecting to other people with lupus. So I think that the support is definitely very helpful so you don't feel like you're alone with your friends, as well as just connecting the people that actually are dealing with what you're dealing with. So that outside lupus community is very, very helpful.
And have you found it challenging to even schedule events coming up, even a month, a week, days ahead of time, because you never know when you're not going to feel good?
Oh, definitely. A lot of times my friends know that my plans are tentative, and I explain that sometimes. But I also learned, you know, I always say it's very important to listen to your body. And I've learned certain things that do make me feel better, and I try to make sure I do them before I know I have anything going on, like taking a rest and things like that, making sure I plan and program my naps. I'm the queen of a power nap. But definitely really making sure people know what's going on is important. And I've definitely admonished people with lupus to take advantage of the resources out there on how to do that. And like Dr. Jones said before, usinlupus.com is definitely one really great way to do that.
Thank you both for sharing your thoughts on this chronic autoimmune disease with our listeners. And good luck with all your work.
Thank you for having us. Good luck to you as well. Yes, you're a lupus warrior too.
Oh, thank you. I've been in conversation with Dr. Joan M. Von Felt, a leading expert on lupus, and Chanel Gabriel, lupus warrior, poet, and singer. World Lupus Day is coming up Friday, May 10th. You'll find more information about lupus at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.